Beth Malone is a Tony Award-nominated Broadway star. She's also a Colorado native who's called the Roaring Fork Valley home at least part-time since the early 90s. She spent the pandemic at her home in Snowmass Village, where she's been writing a musical. Audiences had a chance to see Malone in person for Theater Aspen's Outdoor Cabaret series last summer, and on Sunday, she returns as a headliner in three-part harmony, The Playlist of Our Lives, with fellow Broadway notables Elizabeth Stanley and Tamira Gray. The event is in person with limited attendance and social distancing in place. Malone spoke with arts and culture reporter Kirsten Dobroff ahead of the event.
Pre-pandemic, you typically split your time between Snowmass and New York City. And since things shut down last year, you've been here, but you're also from Colorado and you have a longer history with the Roaring Fork Valley. Has one of the silver linings of the pandemic been that you've had a little bit more time here since things shut down?
I've been sort of trying not to brag too much because I know how horrible this year has been for so many people. But oh my gosh, we've had the loveliest year, continuing to just fall more and more in love with the Roaring Fork Valley. And we actually even just bought a house down Valley. So this is going to be more and more our home base. And things are going virtual for auditions anyway. And I've booked several jobs out of my closet in Ironbridge. There's been a shift. There's been a horrible shift, but some things have been like a really good shift, and I hope they last.
One of the last roles audiences saw you on stage for in person was as the title character in The Unsinkable Molly Brown, right before the pandemic hit. Did you feel kind of a bond to who she was and her character because of your mutual Colorado connection?
Yes, I had a much deeper knowledge of like the kind of person she would have to be to survive a Leadville winter in the 1800s than like your typical New York actor who's like gonna read about it and doesn't really understand what that actually means and who Baby Doe Tabor was and who all of the characters circling around silver mining and gold mining in the late 1800s in Colorado at that time. You know, these are things that are just, they're stitched into my being, having been, a Coloradan my entire life.
You were also nominated for a Tony Award for your work as the lead in Fun Home in 2015, which was Broadway's first mainstream musical featuring a lesbian protagonist. And you said at the time that Fun Home rode the crest of this huge cultural wave. And I'm interested, where do you think we are now on that wave? And are you seeing more stories like Allison's from Fun Home being told on stage?
There were all kinds of things, a confluence of social events that happened at that time. It just felt like we were making giant strides in this direction for equality and being heard and seen and valued. And, then the pendulum swung the complete opposite direction. And now it's just beginning to swing back. But culturally, you're seeing a lot of African Americans getting their turn in the spotlight now. I hope that playwrights and directors and producers of every color and every gender identity will get their stuff produced and not down in the village, up on Broadway. I don't think it's necessarily going to be with a lesbian protagonist downstage because I think, that season happened. But I think in the future, you're going to just see a lot more diversity in general across the board. And that's where we're headed. And that's a good place.
You'll be on stage in person for Theater Aspen's spring concert event on Sunday. What does it mean to you to get back in front of a real live audience again and in Aspen of all places?
This is going to be incredible because Tamira Gray is coming and Elizabeth Stanley is coming and they're both just so good and fierce and they're going to sing with me on stage here in Aspen and I just cannot wait. I can't wait to collaborate with them because that's really a thing you miss. When you're used to like making things with people, that's really what theater is. It's like you get into a room and you make something together. And that really has been just sorely missed.
The Arts and Culture Desk at ACT with a mission to support the arts, community, and outreach. The Arts and Culture Desk at ACT with a mission to support the arts, community, and outreach.